What is up, everyone? Let's put some applauses out there for you fine people. You fine people here in the chat room. How are you today? So, funny story, right? Funny story. Thank you for all the new follows. Another round of applause for you guys. Another round of applause for you guys. There you go. Funny story. I thought it'd be funny to put these in here. Funny story. The time change is hellish. We all know that Steve moved out to London, and big oof. And I honestly think, do not quote me on this, ladies and gents, but I think that he's asleep. I hope that you guys still stay on here and tune in and stay on the show with me. I tried texting him a couple times, but you know, I also wouldn't want to disturb him if he is asleep because of the time change. It is 1 o'clock in the morning over there. So I don't know if you guys want to stay here with me. I hope you do. I still got a whole jam-packed show here that I want to like get through. But for the time being, I sent him a couple more texts. I'm hoping that he wakes up and gets it, and he's able to join us here on the show. So you're kind of stuck with me. So I hope that that doesn't like make you guys want to X out of here. So so I'm here. I'm waiting on Steve. Hopefully he'll join us in a little while. We'll keep you company. Thank you, Slinky. Thank you. First, I want to start off by saying thank you to everyone who came on Friday. If you were there on the Friday show, my name's Alexis Cardoza once again. My partner right now, Steve Cardenas, is not here, but I'm hoping that shortly he'll join us. So I'm happy that all of you are in here with me. I'm happy that you're staying. We got a jam-packed show, like I mentioned before. And thank you for all the resubs, Alicia. I saw a couple of resubs come in. Here we go. Where are they? Did this thing, Alicia, there we go, Alicia, Rivers, 3 months at tier one, thank you so much, Razzo, Free Chaos, you guys are awesome, thank you so much. For some reason, the latest subscriber thing on the bottom is not changing, I don't know why. I'm trying to make all of this thing work, guys. I thought, Stevie, no, Slinky, no, it's, listen, if I was 6 to 7 hours out there, you know, it'd be crazy. Let's see. Car, you're laughing. What's so funny? Please tell me so I can laugh with you. Please. Thank you for that. Thank you for the host. I appreciate you guys. Technology working against me. You know what? It's always technology working against us, because the subscriber button should be right. So shouldn't that thing be changing every time somebody subscribes? Well, thanks. Thanks for not doing that. It's so weird. I mean, don't these things just do it on their own? Like, why is technology hating me? Anyway, he's probably stone knackered. Oh, that's right. He was out there. Yes, you're right. But listen, I also have wake up, Steve. Listen, we're gonna do the show with him. We're gonna do the show and we're gonna make him proud. If he decides to there he is. Hold on, he's here. Let me bring him on board. Hold on, guys. That's joining. There he is. Hey. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Rocky's here. They're saying on the chat. Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Wow, you sound so good. That's all good, man. It happens. Everybody's here. Everybody's happy. Everybody's here and everybody's happy. All good. Okay. Yeah, everybody. Hold on, Steve. Yep, everybody can hear you. Say hello, Steve.
Hi.
There you go.
All right, cool. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Let's bring you into the show here. Whoop, there's Steve right there. I'm going to get your camera set up real nicely here so people can see your beautiful face. Okay. There he is. There he is, everyone. His name is...
Sorry, I was joining in on the wrong meeting, everybody. Sorry about that. Things were set up a little differently today.
It's all good. We have you here. You received a three... Oh, wow. We already had... before you joined in, we had a hype train, and we already got into it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Hyping it up. I love it.
The hype train is here to stay. Hmm? Well, how are you, first of all? How's everything going? I love how nice and like chill you are. I love the lights above you. It's just like massively chill, bro.
Yeah,
I
need, a little I bit of an that. Odd day.
I need that vibe. I need that vibe. So listen, crazy. Just want to, so, you know, you missed out, not that I missed out on anything, but I wanted to not say anything until you came on the show. But wanted to let you know that our 200 sub goal got smashed on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All
so,
right. Thank you, Twitchverse.
Yeah. So we
That's
have,
so awesome.
I mean, we had a special guest host, so Austin had to be away. He was away on a little vacation. So we had a special one of our moderators became a guest hosted the show with us, and she has a lot of pull in the Twitch game, and she had massive people come in and have sub wars. One put 5, the other one put 10, the other one put 20. So the one that put 20, that gifted 20 subs to the channel, was the one and only Chubbs, aka we can call him his regular wrestling name, right, guys on the chat? I think I don't want to get him in trouble. Anyway, his name is Adam Cole. He goes by Adam Cole on WWE NXT. So he actually came on the show, okay, like on the chat room, and gifted 20 subs, man. Insane.
Dude,
insane.
That's huge, man.
So, by the way,
you, Adam. That was awesome.
Yeah, so shout out to Smiley, who is definitely a legend for having all her people come on and really get our subs to where they need to be.
Yeah,
it's
thank
incredible.
You, Smiley, too. Wow, that's great, man.
Yeah,
well,
so
I
we
really
smashed
love to
that.
Hear that kind of stuff, man.
Yeah, so we're up and trending and moving forward. But so tell us a little bit about your weekend, man. How was your first cons out there in London?
Oh, they're going great, man. Yeah, it's going good. So far, so good. We've been getting, everybody's being well received, I guess, is the way to put it. So that's cool.
Yeah,
So, yeah, I'm excited, man. And other than that, just it feels good to be out and about just in general. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because I was kind of stuck inside for so long, but now I'm able to move. You are now free to move about the country. So, yeah, we went and did, one of our first events here at in Chatham, England.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah, they had like a toy fair thing going, and, it was cool. They had everything set up really well as far as like for the social distancing and all the signing times and everything, because that's the way we have to do it now, we have to set people up on time slots to come in whenever they want to come, to meet. So that way you don't have like 100 people showing up at the same time,
For sure. Yeah. By the way,
so worked out good.
Big shout out to the real Pat David. Him and his son are watching. He's extremely happy. If you want to give Pat David, his son, a shout out real quick here, he's watching. He's a real big fan of yours. So.
Oh.
Pat David. Pat
what
David.
Is up, Pat David? Is it the real one, though? The real
yes.
crazy
yes.
one.
The real crazy Pat David. Yes, he's here. So they're
nice.
Watching. Yeah. So they're having
awesome.
A good I'm really happy to hear that you had a good time out there, man. By the way that you posted everything online, they had the place set up really nicely, man. They had perfectly for social distancing, And, you know, everything was really set apart in a way where everybody could really enjoy it, which is really cool, man. I'm really excited for everything that you're doing out there. But yeah, thanks, so, man. Well, shout out to Julian. Yes, that's his son's name. Julian, shout out to you, man. So
Julian, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, bud.
Nice.
Big
cool,
weekend.
Man. Anybody else in particular we need to mention or say hello to or give a shout out to at all?
Well, somebody named here, Hals182, said, "Yo, Steve, I'm sorry I couldn't attend the Chatham Medway Con, but glad to see you're doing well. Harry," that's his name, Harry. So Harry couldn't make it, but he was very happy for you to be. He's very happy that
you're there. That's cool. I mean, Harry, I'll be in Horsham this weekend. Maybe it might be easier. You know, I know they're not too far apart. So
yeah.
That's one good thing about England is nothing is ever too far away from.
That's, you know? I mean, that's pretty cool, man. I'm so happy that you're out there and doing your thing, man. So they also asked, how are things now that you're out and about, right? Because you're not quarantining anymore. So they want to know, how are you during all of this out there? I mean, it rained, right? The first day that you went out there. I saw you posted a picture of the bus. I don't know if it was the bus.
It did. The first day I was able to be out and about, I went to go find one of my buddies' jujitsu schools, and I went to go train and work out. And on my way there, I'm riding in the Uber, and it was like, rain,
man.
And I'm like, awesome.
Well, you know, it is. It happens a lot.
Sun's back
there.
Out now. It's all good. Yeah,
it's all good, brother.
It is going to happen a lot out here for sure.
Yeah, I'm
used
glad
to that. You know, and
You guys, hour change before we do, right? Ours is like November, the first weekend of November, we put the hour back. Did you guys do that already or no? Or you guys don't even do that?
I know that's going to have to happen soon. I know that they have a daylight savings time change here as well, but I don't know when it happens. But I know it's different than the one that they do in the States.
Yeah. So we get to see Steve an hour earlier, basically. but yeah, so listen,
I guess it's falling back.
So a couple news from the weekend. As always, we like to touch upon what was happening and what isn't happening. We had PulseCon, man, this past weekend here in the States. Hasbro put out a bunch of new figures and talked about the new Power Rangers Dino Fury. They unveiled the cast to everyone. It was pretty crazy, man. Like, they also put out the new Wave 7 figures out for sale. You would be surprised that they re-released another JDF doll. they released the Mighty Morphin Evil Green Ranger when he first Green with Envy. That's the one they released. Yeah.
And then they re-released
the White Ranger again, but didn't mention it or even like acknowledge that they were re-releasing it. I don't know why.
What's different about the White Ranger that they already had? They don't already have.
That's what everybody said. Wow. That's what everybody said. Every time we have somebody on the show, we kind of mention things and things happen. So not too long ago, we had Catherine Sull and Nakia on here, and we spoke about them having their own action figures, and it's been a while. Well, Catherine Sutherland got her own action figure released, and it's a Hasbro Pulse exclusive, and it's actually the Metallic Rangers. Remember when you guys did the whole Metallic Ranger series?
Mm-hmm.
You guys did the Metallic suit? Sorry, so it's all good. Don't worry about it, brother. So they actually did a release of her as the Pink Ranger. So they're acknowledging that, you know, she was Mighty Morphin Pink, and it's all like really cool. The metallic suit, it looks really dope, really sparkly. She's really happy. I saw that she posted it immediately. Everybody went and pre-ordered it. So that's pretty dope to hear. You know, that they're releasing that. They released that. And remember, we were doing the. Again, the same thing with Christopher. So they released the Red Space Ranger with it's a two-pack.
Oh, yes.
With his sister. Remember we spoke about it? So yeah, that's coming too. So, you know, with Corone. Astronema. So that's going to be cool to see out there. Man, they're really digging into our pockets. That's all I got to say. I spent a lot of money.
That's certainly a way to put it, I guess. they really are. Man, that's crazy. I don't know. I wonder. I mean, I don't know. Part of me understands why they, you know, mix it all up like that, but it seems like also they should, you know, they should try to get things out in a little bit more order. I don't know.
I agree. You know, they're a little bit, they tried to explain it during the con about why they're doing it the way that they are, you know, and that they're trying to release them like this so that eventually everyone could collect one of each figure and have the entire team. I'm more or less the guy that thinks like maybe you should have released the entire team and gotten it over with, you know, and gone in that way. But yeah, so they revealed also that it's going to be, they're doing like Target exclusives and all this stuff. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's, you know, it's Power Rangers and these things sell pretty well when they put them out there. The other thing that they talked about too was the new, oh yeah, the Red Dino Thunder. You know, Dino Thunder, the show that JDF was also on. They're releasing the Red Dino Thunder as well, which looked, everyone's saying it looked great. So I'm pretty sure they made a shit ton of money this weekend, brother. From everybody getting their hands in there. Yeah. Oh, Madam, what is that? Manda says, Steve, please give a shout out to my husband, Josh, and I. Today is our 7-year anniversary. Holy moly.
Oh, seven years. Good Lord. That's amazing, man. 7 years. That's called making it work, people. That's awesome. Yeah. Like, that's, the power is protecting you guys, man, for sure, dude. That's amazing. Congratulations, man. That's really cool.
For sure. Congratulations on seven years,
man.
7 years, good luck, man. If you've made it this far,
you're a long-term type dude too, though, right?
I am, man. I was married for years before and then got divorced. So, like, you know, I have a threshold, right? Like my 3 months, and then I'm off. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not like that. Oh my God.
3 months. Yeah.
3 months. 90 days.
I'm a 3 months shy of 10 years guy. That's me. No,
I love that about you, man. Yeah, so here's a question coming in from the crowd here. We spoke about this before that they also released the Dragon version 3, Lord Dragon version 3. I think honestly it looks great. It's $50. It's in a nice, like, real big box, man, like see-through and everything. And it's like Lord Dragon Evil 3 and all of the Rangers' helmets broken and cracked. Like he's holding on them and like it's pretty dope.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, like broken. So I think it's pretty cool. They also released, oh yeah, so you're part of the series. They released a 12-inch Zeo Megazord figure. You know the Megazord that you guys
The Zeo one, the Sphinx, and whatever.
Yep. They re-released that one. Yeah, huh? I told you, brother. They're digging deep. That's what we're gonna call it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Another thing that was really funny that they posted on Instagram was the fact that every single one of these Megazords, Adam, which is Johnny Bosch, played the crotch part. The frog was on the crotch. The bull was on the crotch. That other Sphinx-looking thing was on the crotch of the Megazord. Somebody just put it out there, and it was pretty funny to see that meme. They're like, Adam is the crotch of all the Megazords. And I thought it was funny. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I'm sure.
The crotch of a... Yeah, well, like how do they say, like, Jersey's the armpit of America?
poor Johnny. Well, I'm sorry. I hope that he still
Adam's
comes
the
on
crotch.
The show. And he doesn't hate us for that one. But I mean, hey, someone else put it out there.
Oh, I'm sure he won't. We'll get him on. We'll get him on here eventually. Dude's quite busy.
He's super busy. So I saw him the other day. He's doing massive work out there and putting it out there. So you know, that's a little bit of the news that was surrounding the weekend and what was going on. Hasbro Pulse kind of killed it. They're also doing all the G.I. Joe figures and everything else. So they are all over the place right now, which is pretty cool. I can't hate on them, man. They're doing right by the people who are collectors. So I don't know about re-releasing certain figures, but you know, it is what it is, man.
Right.
So let me ask you something. Out there by you guys, and I'm sure this is celebrated worldwide anyway, but how are things here in the United States right now? And I want to just change subjects into, as we're going into October, brother, 2 days in, like we're already in October. You guys are getting a big swell of a big swell of like Halloween stuff. Like we are like Halloween heavy out here. Houses are all dressed up already for Halloween. People, you know, Austin's a big Halloween guy, so he's going to all of the horror conventions and horror shows already.
Right.
Horror nights in Universal. So like for you out there, have you seen anything or how are people out there?
Well, I mean, I know generally people out here celebrate Halloween. I don't think it's as celebrated here, though. You know, maybe some people might do some Halloween parties and stuff, but I don't know about the trick or treating and stuff. I mean, I think maybe kids might do it, but even with COVID now, I think the Halloween is canceled. I don't know. I thought I heard something like that, but.
And how are you guys doing out there? Anything in the news? Like, are things like pretty safe to like hang around? Like, out here in Jersey, they're already thinking about reclosing the schools in the city. It's crazy. The COVID numbers are going up, and they just opened up the schools here. And it's mandatory to like, in certain parts of Jersey that you. Even if you're outdoors on the streets, you have to wear a mask. It's nuts. And if you get caught without one, they ticket you.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty crazy out here like this. Like, what they have here is, and maybe, I don't know, maybe they have it there too, and I didn't realize it or whatever, but they have, like, you have to register in each restaurant you go to.
Wow.
Like, you have to sign in. They have like a QR code that you have to log in so people know that you went into that restaurant. It's called track and trace. So that essentially, you know, if you're out and about, you know, and you're going into a restaurant or a bar or whatever just to have a drink or some food, you got to like QR scan that place. So that way, in case somebody gets corona, and if they happen to be in your vicinity, then you get told. I don't know. Did I lose you? You there?
Oh, no, I'm here.
You get told, and then you have to like self quarantine or self isolate. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I mean, which I mean, I guess is pretty smart, actually. You know what I mean?
That's because
it's a good way to like track and trace. You know what I mean? So it's like everywhere you walk into, you have to like. Hold your phone up to a QR code so that it scans and lets everybody know that you were there.
Right.
And then if somebody that day who happened to be in there comes down with corona, they'll be like, okay, where were you today? I was here, 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 here. Okay, great. I need to let all these places know, you know, so they can start trying to like track and trace it.
Wow. That's pretty, so, I mean, listen, that's a lot better. Trace. That's a lot better.
So
they're
not doing that over there.
Oh, I'm assuming that some places are actually doing it. Some are not. I know on the chat room, like I mentioned before, some people are saying that it did. So I don't know. I mean, hey, listen, that's pretty cool though. Like that's the first time I've heard of it. I'm not going to restaurants. You know, I'm not as outgoing as you guys are out there. You two lovebirds running around the city like wild teens. You know, and anybody that follows Steve,
well, I mean,
Steve,
it, you know,
you can see the two that you guys are. I'm so happy you're out there, bro. And a lot of us on the chat room are super happy to see you as happy as you've been out there, you know. So that's really cool.
Man. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean. Yeah. Well, you know, when you know it's right, you have to go for it, you know. So
Of course. And today, before we get into the next little bit, the reason why, and I'll tease it a little bit here, the reason why I brought up Halloween is because, hey, listen, why not get right on it, man? I wanted to talk about some Halloween classic movies that we could all watch or kind of like bring back into our lives. And maybe we watched it as kids and we could kind of rate them on the chat, whatever you guys think. But I thought it was really cool, really cool to kind of bring up some of these. Harry said Alice is super cool. Hey, yeah. Harry, has Harry met Alice? Or is Harry just somebody on the chat that knows knows of you guys? I don't even know, but yeah.
I'm not sure. I thought I was supposed to meet Harry, but didn't meet him. He didn't come to the show, right?
Yeah, Harry, what's happening? What's happening here?
come on, Harry. Got to give us more clarification.
All right, so we're going to talk about that, about the Halloween stuff, but I also would like to let you guys know that we kind of want to mix it up a little bit today and do a little bit of a fan appreciation type of deal. So
so if you guys want to ask us some questions.
Yeah, we would like to bring you into the show and give you guys
but
give
not
you guys
only that
code.
But we want to actually have them come on the show, right?
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
zoom
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah. So if you guys
make sure
you
get
guys,
all gussied up, people, put on your put on your best face.
Yeah. So I know I sent the code to Smiley. So Smiley, if you want to put the meeting ID and password here on the chat, for anybody that would like to call up and talk. We're going to get to as many people as possible. I don't promise that we're going to get to absolutely everyone, but we're trying to get to as many people as possible by the end of the show. So we want you guys to kind of like tell us, you know, what's on your mind, what's going on, what do you think about Hasbro? What do you think, you know, if you have a question for Steve or myself, and kind of like keep it, you know, short and sweet so we can continue moving forward and so everyone could try to at least have a chance. Harry said, laugh out loud. I met you before, but Alice briefly at EMCon in Northam.
Okay. Yes, I know. Okay. Yes, I know who. Yes. Okay. Hi. Now I know who's talking to us now. What you're not seeing right now, Harry, is that I'm not seeing the chat. So I'm not seeing everything that Alex is seeing right now. And that's part of the problem. But anyway, okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I remember when I did MCon last year in Nottingham, he came by So
there you go, guys. There you go. So you guys know each other some, you know, so that's pretty cool. And by the way, throw some emotes up if you guys want. We got emotes exploding in the background here, which is pretty cool. And if you guys happen to miss the meeting ID and password, you could PM Smiley Girl here on the chat room and she'll be happy enough to send it to you. So there it is on the Zoom app. Please use code all those numbers and the passcode all those numbers. And yeah, we'll get you fantastic crew up in here, chilling with us and asking questions.
Yeah,
I'd
like to see some people face to face on here and say what's up. Let's chat it up with the fans a bit. I like it.
So
good idea. So you were asking about Halloween movies and stuff.
Yeah. So we're gonna get a little bit.
I've never been much of a scare.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a horror fan like a lot of people are. You know what I mean? So I don't watch too many scary movies.
Oh, wow.
But I've seen some of them though.
Okay, cool. I mean, I thought you would probably enjoy. Like, is it a personal preference that you don't like them, or, you know?
Yeah, cause I'm a scared. I get a scared of the dark.
I get a scared too. Well, we got people calling in already, and you guys just wait on there. Right after we get up through this list real quick, we'll start bringing you guys on. So you guys can talk to us. So this should be fun.
But do you
this
have a list there?
Yeah. So it's a quick list here. So here we go, guys. One of the very first movies that have been voted as one of the best movies to watch on Halloween has been Scream. Do you remember Scream from 1996? With Neve Campbell and all them. That was a really good movie. Courtney Cox, Drew Barrymore. Believe it or not, people are still loving
David
that
Arquette.
Movie. Yeah. They're still loving that movie today. Like, it's still number one on the Halloween list on Netflix. Like, you know, they put up that little bar that says, oh, this is what's trending, blah, blah, blah. That movie's still kicking, bro, which is crazy. Wow, we're getting people on here. This is insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it definitely seems like a little, I don't know, some of the movies like, you know, they might have been like scary at the time, but now they're kind of like silly to me. I don't know, man. I'm just a fan of scary movie. the scary movie movies. Yeah. Those are great.
The scary movie ones are amazing. Yeah. Amazing. I mean, like, Those are the OG movies of back in the day, by the way, guys. If you guys never watched the Scary Movie, I mean, how many did they have? Like 7 or 10? They were just all amazing.
I don't know. I don't remember how many they had, but they had a few.
They were so good. They were so good. I'm going to check to see if they're on the Amazon playlist, because we're allowed to watch like Amazon movies on Twitch without getting in trouble. So it'll be cool to watch that like with everyone. That would be so cool. The second one that I see here,
that would be fun, actually.
It's a kid's classic, man. The Great Pumpkin of Charlie Brown, 1966, bro. That's when that was released. That's actually number 2 on the list.
Oh, right.
You know, I remember as a child, I remember watching every single Charlie Brown movie during the holidays, because they had one for each holiday event. And it was like always on TV, and it kind of got you right, man. It's something that just brings you back, to when you were a child.
Yeah, you know, which is sure. Really cool. I remember those as well. Especially the Christmas one.
Oh my God! And, yes, with the little tree.
All the Charlie Brown specials.
Charlie Brown is the OG, man. Yeah, is the OG. Thank you, Colbert, for that. We have 123 lovely viewers here on the chat. Thank you for joining us today on this Tuesday evening. A wet one here in Jersey. We're supposed to be getting nasty weather all week. You know, as we turn a leaf, brother, from the heat of the summer into the fall and winter.
Yeah, same over here.
Yeah, and number 4 on the list, and I think Austin, aka Mike Rome, would be extremely proud of this, is Beetlejuice. Do you remember Beetlejuice in 1988? Tim Burton horror comedy. Dude, that movie, to be honest, it was actually scary for me as a kid. I remember watching it and being scared, like legit, like, what is happening?
It's scary how skinny Alec Baldwin was back in the day.
Oh my God, yeah, wow. Alec Baldwin, call us up on the show. You know the,
call in on the chat, buddy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And number 5 here is Halloween from 1978, the original Halloween, which, by the way, is still going strong. And Jamie Lee Curtis is actually still doing Halloween movies right now as we speak. Like, she just did another one. And in another Alien movie. Like, the lady is insane. Her work ethic.
Jamie Lee Curtis did Alien movies? I thought that was Sigourney Weaver.
No, Jamie Lee Curtis. Right, no, I'm sorry. Not, yeah, she was in Aliens, wasn't she?
Sigourney Weaver.
Was it? I could be wrong then, man. I thought for some reason in my head, I always thought that Jamie Lee Curtis was also part of the, I'm always wrong with this stuff. Edward Scissorhands follows that one. Do you remember Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, I liked Edward Scissorhands.
What a good movie.
But those to me were not scary movies. Those are like weird fantasy movies.
Yeah, and people actually put it in here as a, as one of a good Halloween. Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters is always a classic to watch for Halloween.
Ghostbusters is funny.
Yeah. Original.
What is it? Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I love it. And Jamie Lee Curtis. Yes, Slinky. You're right. Ghostbusters. And then we'll get through the last 3 here, 8, 9, and 10. Carrie from 1976. Carrie, those movies are still going. The Carrie series. I don't know if you remember any of those. From Stephen King's books.
Yeah.
That movie was insane.
I didn't know there was more than one Carrie, though. I thought it was just one movie. But
I thought they made like you know, the B-flavored ones. B-flavored. I like calling them B-flavored. The B-type. B-movies.
Oh, wow.
The Exorcist? 1973. Yeah. That is still going strong. The Exorcist was for sure a scary ass film, ladies and gentlemen.
That one was definitely creeps. Yeah, I met Linda Blair a couple times. She's like super vegan and like, you know, like all about like, you know, not being cruel to animals and all that kind of stuff like that.
So was the throw up
really
nice? The throw up was actually vegan throw up then back in the day. That green stuff.
Well,
actually
it was
real.
Pea soup. So I guess I guess it is pretty vegan.
And last but not least, number 10. Is Hocus Pocus from 1993, which is another movie which is still going strong with Sarah Jessica Parker. I never thought I would see her
that's
in a movie like
Bette
that.
Bette Midler, was she a witch or something?
Yeah, Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy. Najimi. Kathy Najimi.
Najimi, oh, yeah.
Najimi, yeah. That movie was great, dude.
Catherine Najimi. Yeah, she was, you know, you remember her, right? From like Sister Act. Remember this movie, Sister Act? Or she was one of the voices on King of the Hill, too, I think. So, yeah,
oh, my God, yes.
She's great.
Yes.
I've met her at a couple of conventions as well, too. She comes to them from time to time. Another sweet lady.
Let me ask you, Steve, while I get the box here set up for the callers, as a child, did you have any Halloween movies that you liked that weren't as scary? Do you remember anything growing up from the Halloween times, that a favorite one that you would watch?
Well, I mean,
all
the ones that you mentioned on the list are basically ones that I saw. I mean, did The Grudge come out in Halloween, or was it that just come out during some time?
Well, it was
year?
Like it's just like the song.
The Grudge
movies.
One was kind of
The Grudge. Funny. The Grudge was good. The Grudge movies were really good.
Grudge was a good one. Saw. I remember seeing the first one, and then I remember seeing the seventh one because I actually went to the premiere of the seventh one because I was friends with Sean Patrick Flannery, and he was in that one. He was like the main guy in there. Remember they put the hooks into his chest and in the hung him there. So,
such a good movie.
Yeah,
I hope he can come on one day and we can talk about that, because that movie was insane. I remember the first Saw movie. I was in high school. I was like, what is going on? How do they even get these graphics? Like, you know, the special effects, like the heads being severed, the fingers, everything just happened. It was just insane. It was like what's that other movie where people try to escape death and everything bad happened? Final Destination. Remember Final Destination?
Oh, right.
Everything just went wrong. And if you escape death, it still followed you and you still died. That's just insane. But all right, here we go. We're going to get the very first caller in here, guys. Let me switch over to the call screen so we can all be ready. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Looks good. Look at this. All right. Let's first caller
here. All right.
Here.
Bring him on.
The real Pat David. Let's get the real Pat David in here.
That's who called in.
that's who just called in. Pat, we need you to turn
the
on
real
your
Pat.
There he is. The real Pat David.
What's up?
And he's there with his son.
What's going on?
You thought I was Psycho Red, huh?
I thought it was Patrick David. I thought it was Psycho Red, but now I get it. I see what's going on.
No, I had Chris Kamen going the other night on his Twitch about that.
How funny, man. How's it going, buddy?
Too bad. How you guys doing?
Yeah, not
We're
too bad.
Great,
where are you at? Where are you calling from?
I'm upstate New York. I'm the one that was talking to you guys a while ago about bringing you guys up to a con and doing a live podcast.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, maybe not the con part, but we could always do like a podcast. You know what I mean? Like, whenever.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, it's that, or if Alex comes up, I might just have to take your spot.
Oh, well, hey, that's an idea. You guys could also play on Fridays, play battle for the grid or whatever.
With technology, Steve could actually be there.
Well, yeah, this is true.
You know, but man, do you have any questions?
It's the time zone, man. I can't. It's like 1 o'clock is already hard enough. So now I got to do it at 2 o'clock.
No. We would do it at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon here. Nice and early for you there. Super
good
early.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the time difference. And plus, I know with this guy right here, what it's like.
Yeah. So what's up, man? Do you have anything, any questions or anything that you want to throw our way for Steve, or any favorite Halloween movie?
Favorite Halloween movie? Right here.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, he's gonna switch it up here. He's going to switch it.
Oh, nice. Friday the 13th. I can't believe we didn't even mention that one. We didn't mention those in the list.
I know. Or what's the dude? Freddy Krueger?
I had to throw that up on there because that's actually autographed by the original Boy in the Lake.
What? Oh, was it Bridget? Oh, by the Boy in the Lake. Okay. I was going to say, I bet. Did you get it autographed from Kane Hodder?
I wish.
Yeah.
No, my buddy of mine saw Kane Hodder recently and he started bragging about it.
But that's dope.
Yeah.
I'm the one with the autographed mask and I have the autographed machete too. So
nice,
man. Nice. Hey, listen, man. And you've been, you know, you've been, a real supporter here of the show for a long time, man. So I'm really happy that you called in, and you know, anything that
see, we got a future ranger there as well.
Yeah, man.
That's right. Steve, every time you started talking, he started smiling. So
right now he looks like Zordon, but soon he will look like
he's pretty wise.
That's amazing. That's pretty funny, actually.
Floating head right now.
Well, thank you. I don't really have any questions
for you guys. I just wanted to say hey and have my son see you guys.
Oh, man. Well, we appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, we super appreciate it.
I love how you had us going. I thought I was talking to Psycho Red for a minute.
No, I thought about messing with that and throwing up a picture and everything like that, but...
That would have been very funny.
No, like I said, like Chris was asking me all different kinds of questions about stuff they did at cons, and I'm like, dude, it's not who you think it is.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious, man.
Hey, man. Well, thank you for calling in, bro. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks appreciate the support.
Thanks for pulling me in.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for the support. Bye, Mini Zordon. Bye, Mini Zordon.
Hey, bye, Steve. Bye, Alex.
Bye, guys.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Awesome. All right.
You too.
Be well, dude.
Well, that was fun.
That was cool.
Yeah, see, guys? It's that easy, guys. Is that easy? And you're already calling in. I see you on here. So, you know, I'm going to continue bringing you guys in. So, here we go. We're going to bring in the second person here. Katie J. Come on, Katie. We're bringing you into the fantastic duo show. There we go. Katie's connecting. Oh, it's Katie.
Hey, Katie. Hold on. We're not getting the audio yet.
Yeah, it's connecting. Give it a second here. Connecting to the audio.
Okay, I think we might have her now.
Oh, there she is.
Oh no. Trick us.
Make sure that you're not muted on your end. Oh no, we can't hear her.
Oh no, Katie.
Oh no, Katie. We're sorry. We can't hear you. It's not muted here.
I can't hear anything at all whatsoever. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to connect to the audio again. We'll give her one more shot.
Well, I love that
we turned around and seen the closet. I can't hear anything at all.
Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you. We appreciate you. Arts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, we can't hear anything that you're saying, but we will let you make it back up to us for sure.
Yes, thank you.
Is that from Nightmare Before Christmas or something? Is that Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, did she hear us?
I couldn't tell.
Oh no. Okay.
Oh. All
right. Sorry, Katie. We'll try to make it up to you. Okay.
Okay.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you. All right. Bye. Man, always technical difficulties with this show. Who's running this joint?
Oh, it wasn't us.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you could blame me.
I'm just kidding.
100%.
No. I'm totally kidding, man. I know better.
All right, who else do we have? Let's bring in Milo. Milo's coming in into the chat here. Let us know.
Milo.
Milo. Oh, it is Milo. Is it Milo or Milo? I mess up everyone's name.
No, it's Milo.
Milo.
Yes.
Hi, Milo. We can't see you, Milo.
Hi, Milo.
Oh.
We've got audio, but no visual.
Do I need a webcam?
No, you don't.
You don't need a webcam to chat with us. But you know, like if you want us to be able to see you, then you would need a webcam. But no, how's it going, man? Where are you calling from? Tell us what's going on with you.
Good. I'm from Michigan.
Oh, okay, Michigan. Whereabouts?
Southern, like the southern parts.
Like very nice.
Ann Arbor area.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
So
man.
do you have a question?
Down here somewhere. You're down here somewhere. You can see us. Okay. Nice, man. What do you have a question for us, or you want to talk about which movie you like, or whatever?
Well, first off, I had a question for you, Steve.
Okay. Sure.
If Dino Fury did a Dino Season collaboration with like Mighty Morphin and Dino Thunder and the rest, would you return?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I'll always return, you know what I mean? I'll always return if they ask me to. But, you know, but only if the script is good now. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I came back and I did the one, you know, which was for the
Ninja
Super
Steel.
Ninja Steel. And yeah, and it was fun. I mean, it was great going, seeing people, you know, some people from the back in the day that are still working on the show back there from behind the scenes, which is amazing. It was great to go to New Zealand for a couple, 3 weeks. And it was, you know, just all good positive things came from it. The only thing that wasn't good was the script, the story for the show, man. It was, you know, if you're not Jason David Frank, then you're not in the show, really. You know what I mean? Like, everybody else is just, you know, we were asleep for half the episode. And then the episode's only 22 minutes. And they're going to put us to sleep for half the episode. So, anyway, that was a little disappointing. So, I mean, I want to go back, man, you know, because I love to give back to the fans. But I also think that, you know, Hasbro needs to, or whoever's making the episodes, they need to, you know, they need to give back to the fans too. You know, if you're going to have somebody come back, make it awesome. You know, don't just bring me and stick me in the background. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I agree.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I would probably go back even for all my bitching and complaining.
I love that.
I still go back. It's just stupid, you know?
Oh my God. That's perfect.
That's into me. Yeah.
Well, Milo, thank you for calling in. Do you have a favorite Halloween movie that you want to shoot at us before you go?
I think I'd say It or Scream.
Ooh, nice, dude.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
made me scream.
I like that. That should be a t-shirt. This man with his t-shirt quotes.
Yeah,
bro.
My favorite Halloween show is It Came from Angel Grove. You know, that was a good
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, yeah.
It had a werewolf and a vampire and
and that is amazing. Those are the old school.
Yeah, sorry. That was a poor attempt at humor.
No. It was good. Milo, thank you for calling, man. And I appreciate
you. Thank you, Milo. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
All right.
Take care, buddy. Yep.
All right. Here we go. Let's keep it moving. That was Milo. Yeah, that was pretty cool, man.
Milo's
thank
like,
you for...
do I need a webcam? I'm like, no. You
like,
don't need one.
Do I really need to talk to you guys with a webcam? I don't want to talk to you guys.
yeah, right.
Next one here, let's bring in Justin Wingate. Let's admit you in here, Justin. Sure, you have your stuff ready.
Justin Wingate. Dun, dun, dun.
All right, Justin, there he is. Hey, Justin.
Holla.
Hey, guys.
What's going
on,
man?
I know, Justin.
Dude,
Justin runs.
I'm loving this, bringing the fans in like this, man. This is awesome. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Justin, I saw you. It was at PowerCon.
At PowerCon. Oh, PowerCon.
Yeah.
Was that the? Oh my God, where was PowerCon? What you talking PowerCon about? PowerMorphicon?
No, PowerCon in New York.
Oh, sorry. Oh. PowerCon. Okay, yes. Okay, that was actually just in January. Yeah, yeah. All
yeah,
right. One of my last cons I did. Yeah, PowCon. Yeah, what's going on, man? Good to see you. How you been?
And you run an Instagram page, am I right?
Oh yeah, I got a cosplay page, but
there it is. That's where I recognize you from.
Yeah, and I got a radio station page, but it's still a work in progress because I haven't been at school in a while. But I thought I'd ask. I know you guys didn't read the latest New Dawn of the Dragon comic. I mean, what did you think of that second issue?
Bam.
I haven't read it yet.
Bam.
Is that right?
So Kimberly, who's the Ranger Slayer, takes over for Lord Drakkon. She becomes the new Lord Drakkon, essentially, in this limited, in this three-part limited series. And in the end of episode of book two, and guys, sorry if you're about to get this spoiled, close your ears, but they found out that a lost ranger was actually being held captive and in a bodysuit that was able to be ripped apart. And when they captured him to save him from Lord Drakkon and opened up the suit, it was Jason, who they feared he was dead for the longest. And he wanted to
Jason take Lee the, Scott or Jason yeah, David Frank.
Jason Lee Jason Scott, Lee yeah. Scott. So Jason at, Lee Scott. At the end of the book, right? He wanted to take the power coin, the power back, and bring back the Power Rangers because the power coins were being held captive to kind of give Morphin Grid power to armies, right? And he was so pissed that nobody would bring the power coins back. And at the end of the episode, there was like a mini war going on and everybody loses their powers. And then when you turn the next page, it's Jason fully morphed in his red Mighty Morphin suit saying, "We're bringing the Power Rangers back." So people were people were kind of pissed at the fact that he took the power back and didn't consult the rest of the gang. And then a lot of people were super happy to see like the Power Rangers are coming back in this Lord Drakkon series, you know?
Yeah.
So for just to bring you into speed, Steve, into what happened there, and
yeah, I see.
All you guys are in the book. Like Johnny's character has an eye missing, and he's in love with Scorpina, or Scorpina is in love with him. Like it's kind of crazy. It's like a whole altered universe, bro.
That's some twisted universe. But also the next one. I say the latest issues. I mean, what are your worries about the next issue for the other world where you're about to fight with the Omega Rangers? That's both Trini, Zach, and Jason at the same time.
Yeah, that's Steve. That's you. They're about to put you up against like I said, the Omega.
We're going to have to actually battle them?
Yeah, you're actually going
to... Or we're going to fight alongside them? Have to battle them?
Odds are probably both because apparently there's a lot in Zordon's past that nobody knows, not even Jason's crew. And odds are you're working with another Green Ranger.
Yeah. Nobody
knows who that is.
Yeah. So hey, Justin, we're gonna let him.
Yeah.
We're gonna let him answer the question real quick so we can kind of move on to the next person. But thank you for calling in. Make sure you tune in for his answer. All right, brother. Thank you again. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Justin. Yeah. And to answer your question, Justin, I've sort of decided that I'm going to like detach myself from the characters in the comics because I just want, you know what I mean? Like some things are going to be completely different than they were on the show.
Of course.
And I welcome that. And I think it's exciting. And so I almost kind of just, rather than to even see, oh, I wonder what I'm up to this month. You know, it's for me, it's like, I'm just, I wonder what Rocky's up to this month kind of thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
exactly.
I think it's cool.
Nice. Well, there you go, guys. He answered the question. Yeah. And then, you know, and we said this a lot of times. It's just cool that to know that Boom Studios is keeping you guys alive in one way or another. Like, you know, the characters. Mm-hmm. With a couple minutes left, we have time for one more, guys. So I'm going to bring in here Mr. Parmy. Let's bring you in here real quick. Make sure you have your question ready so we can move things along. Okay, here we go. Yep. All right. So we're just waiting on Zoom to bring you in. Zoom, you're jacking up today, bro.
Zoom, 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 zoom. All I want to do is a zoom, 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 and a zoom, zoom.
I hope you guys...
All I want to do is a zoom, zoom.
I hope you guys in the chat are having a good time. You know, we wanted to give back a little bit.
I love it.
There he is, Mr. Parmy. What's up?
Parmy, what's up, buddy? Oh, wait, hold on. I'm connecting the audio. Not quite ready. Hey.
There you go.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Doing well. Kind of bored.
What? Where are you calling from?
The Philippines.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow,
I mean,
nice.
I didn't know. I mean, I definitely recognize that you're from the Philippines for sure. But I just wasn't sure if you were actually in the Philippines or if you're just like from the Philippines, but now you're living in the States and you were watching. So, cool, man. I appreciate you watching all the way from the Philippines right now, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. I've been fan of yours since like forever.
Oh, okay.
And, by the way, glad that you are all on Twitch.
I feel like this was the best place to do it, you know, because we show everything on YouTube later, but to do it live on Twitch like this is kind of fun and interesting, you know, because you never know. You know, when someone from the Philippines is going to jump on your show and say hello.
For sure.
So, did you have a question?
Yes, I have two questions. First one for you, Steve. Since you've been part of the conventions for a very long time, and right now we're on the pandemic and so on and so forth, and we're all doing Zoom conversation, Zoom hangouts on conventions like with Wizard World. And how does it feel doing conventions while you're on quarantine?
Yeah, well, I mean, I actually quite like it, to be honest, you know what I mean? Because I'm not really doing conventions per se. I'm doing these like specific events where I'm just the only one there, you know what I mean? So I'm the only guest and everybody that's there is there to see me. So that's certainly very, very cool and very rewarding. And then, you know, with everything the way that it is with the social distancing and stuff, and with so many places being locked down and shut down, any kind of like, you know, chance for fans to meet with us and for them to meet me, you know, I want to try to give people that opportunity, because, you know, I think people are getting so little joy right now, you know, because everything, you know, a lot of people are, you know, either losing their jobs or they're, you know, just, you know, like they're all they can do is go to work and go back home. Or if they are allowed to go out, there's nothing to do because nobody's out and about anymore, you know? Yeah. So many events got canceled. So anytime that I get an opportunity to kind of like, you know, do a window for a couple of 3 hours where some fans can line up and get some more stuff signed and do a little meet and greet and stuff, I'm always proud and happy to be a part of that. So I'm always grateful for that. And man, I want to try to get out there to the Philippines. I'm working on trying to put something together with Chris Quintada. Yeah. So we're going to work on trying to make something happen. So we'll keep you posted. Yeah. Hopefully in early 2020, early 2021, we'll try to get something going.
2021. Hey man, thank you. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. Oh wait, do you have one more question?
Oh, I think he had one more question.
Can I take a screenshot?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Take a screenshot. Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Okay. One more question for both of you. Oh, man. So nervous. First, to be honest, it's really the first time meeting both of you.
All good. Yeah.
It's all right, man. You're good. Go ahead. Ask your question, though, because we got to wrap up for sure.
Okay. One more question. Have you both played Battle of the Grid on mobile? Power Rangers Battle of the Grid?
Yeah, I've played the Battle Grid a couple times. Do you play it on your phone, Alex?
I do. Yeah. So I played I played Legacy Wars and Battle for the Grid. So I played both. I played a little bit of the mobile one, and I definitely play the other one on, since it's cross play, I play it on my Nintendo Switch. So I'm able to play against anybody, whether they're on PS4 or whatnot. So yeah, man, I love it. I think it's dope. And I play it on Friday nights against, Austin. So if you tune in on Friday nights at 9 PM Eastern time here, you can watch us kick the crap out of each other on there.
It is quite a sight to watch.
But thank you for calling in all the way from the Philippines. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much, and have a great day out there.
Yes, thank you, brother. Thank you. All right, have a good one, man.
Thank you.
Wow, yeah, that was fun, man. That's cool. Like to go with the call and the fans in and stuff, you know. And that's so cool, man. That guy watched all the way from the Philippines live. That's pretty awesome.
So
we're spanning the globe, my dude.
Yeah, we got about a minute left, so. Ladies and gentlemen, you can watch us every single Tuesday and Thursday here. If you're new to the show, thank you for coming on. We got a lot of stuff going and moving. They want to know if we can do this at least once a month, like a special call-in show like this.
Yeah,
Steve, so.
I think we should.
Yeah, you know.
I feel like we should. Absolutely.
Yeah, so would love to. Yeah, I would love to do this. So, Steve, take us out of the show, brother.
All right, guys. Yeah, sorry about the mix-up when I came in on the show late. As a result, I was trying to get into the wrong meeting and didn't realize what was going on. So apologies for that. But I appreciate everybody joining in with us today and hanging out. And of course, thank you to all the fans who called in as well. Thank you for all the fans who subscribed and who are keeping this little adventure that we're doing alive. So we appreciate you guys. So on behalf of myself and my co-host, Alex, man, may the power protect you. You guys, everybody stay safe out there. We'll see you guys on Thursday.